This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Environmental groups have new ballot measures meant to counter proposals from the oil and gas industry. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The proposals would ask voters to create new ways to sue polluters and establish a state-protected right to a healthy environment. Backers have a poll showing strong support in Colorado, but the proposed initiatives could be a negotiating tactic. The fossil fuel industry has its own plans to ask voters to protect gas appliances in new buildings and reform the State Air Quality Control Commission. Environmental groups say they're open to conversations about dropping all bids to reach the November ballot. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Another bill in the state legislature would require city councils, school boards, and other bodies to live stream meetings and to let the public testify remotely. Megan Lovelace from rural Colorado testified for the bill. She has a disability and cares for a child with a disability.
Remote participation is critical for my family in being able to advocate for my family's needs.
One Metro Denver school district, Cherry Creek, does not live stream meetings but announced it would begin streaming in April. A speed skier who grew up in Durango is headed to the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Hall of Fame. Ross Anderson is a Native American skier who still holds the American record for speed skiing at 154 miles per hour.
My vision was to be in the professional level as a person of color. My biggest goal was to even make a mark. I didn't realize I was going to make this big of a mark.
Anderson will be inducted into the Hall of Fame this weekend. Colorado College basketball continues today in the NCAA March Madness Tournament. CU men's and women's team both play today. The men against Florida, the women's team against Iowa's Drake University. This is CPR News and KRCC.